T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's not Geraldine Steele. I am sorry to disappoint you, but I am going to do my best. It's Shaletta Brundage, co-host of the Two Hot Mamas podcast, right here on CCO Radio Online. It's 9:12, and it is time for Center Stage. This is a time where Geraldine tells you all about the arts and the entertainment and fun stuff that's going on right here in the Twin Cities. Matilda the Musical happens at the Children's Theater through June 23rd. I have already lined up my babysitters. I will be going to that. Another Revolution at the Crane Theater through May 26th. Mamma Mia is back at the Chanhassen until September the 28th. So you want to get out, get your girlfriends, get some wine, have a good time. Mamma Mia is always a blast. You always leave that one singing. And you know me, I'm a comedian, so I love to laugh. And when I found out my boy Mike Kaplan was coming back to the Twin Cities and performing at Acme, we had to get him on the show. Brooklyn's in the house. What's up, Mike?
Thank you so much for having me. It's very kind of you.
Oh, man, we couldn't do it without you. You are going to be at Acme starting on Tuesday through Saturday. You always put on a good show. Been to the Twin Cities several times. Always a great crowd. If you and your boo are looking for something funny to do, look at me. I'm rapping because I said Brooklyn, so I'm thinking about like Jay-Z or Biggie Smalls. You're going to want to get out there and check Mike out. What can people expect when they come to see you perform?
Oh, they should come expecting the best comedy show that they've ever seen.
Stop! Stop! You're going to make Miss Shannon hunt you down. Now, you know Miss Shannon's my favorite local comedian. That's the best comedy, so you're going to have to be number two, Mike.
I'll say I'll be the best for anyone who hasn't seen any comedy shows already. Coming in with no expectations. Definitely, if this is the only comedy show you see, it'll be the best.
Now, what inspires some of your material? Where do you pull from?
Great question. This show that I've been working on, this material, I'm actually recording it for an album and possibly more this very week. So if you come, your laugh may be memorialized for all of as long as the internet and eternity exists. The show is going to be called All Killing Aside, and it's basically about kindness, love, and mostly not murdering people. So
yes.
I've dug deep into my interests. I'm a big fan of not being murdered and not murdering anyone.
That's
and
nice
so that's,
to know.
That's
yeah.
where a lot of them, if you don't like to murder people, mm-mm. you'll love the show. If you do love to murder people, please come out and don't murder somebody for an hour and just give me a chance.
Oh, man, more than a chance. You are so awesome. You have a great show. You know, folks love to watch you. They rave about you when you come to the Twin Cities. And you've been in this comedy game, I can't believe it's been this long, 17 years.
17 short, wonderful, long. Oh, yeah, I can't even. It's been my whole life. I started when I was zero. I just turned 17, so I'm excited to drive out there.
Which is why you can get into Acme, because now you're 18 years old. Right.
Finally.
Right. I'm not believing that. How have you been able to keep your career up this long? Because, you know, those of us in comedy, you know, we start out with all these hopes, dreams, and aspirations. We get on the road, and the next thing you know, we're hosting a radio show.
Well, I could ask you the opposite question. How do you maintain every day on the radio, wherever you are? You are a professional. You say that everyone raves about me, but you're the one that's raving, and you deserve people raving about you. I guess to answer your question, the way that I can keep it up year after year is that I only have to talk for a limited amount of time at a time. But if I had to do this constantly, I would fall asleep faster.
Oh, my goodness. So, you know, folks are going to be thinking about something to do this week. They're going to be wanting to get somewhere and laugh because it's crazy right now in our country. Everybody's so mean and negative and nasty and divided and politics and bad news bears is all over the place. And, you know, even when you call your friends, sometimes they're a Debbie Downer, but your show is a really big pick-me-up. So if folks want some fun, they want to laugh, they want to be a part of your performance, tell them again where you're going to be and where they can go.
Absolutely. For anyone who wants to be not a Debbie Downer, but a Debbie Upper, got to come up with a better one than that. But I will be at Acme Comedy Company Tuesday through Saturday this week. Thank you so much for having me. Thanks for considering coming out there, and I really appreciate it.
Oh man, we're gonna fill the house, because one thing we do in the Twin Cities is we support the arts. I mean, this whole hour is dedicated to arts and entertainment, and we just love going and supporting and having a good time, and we want you to come back. We don't want you to come here and say, well, you know what, the Twin Cities did not show up. That girl at the radio station, she was not talking. We're gonna be there for you, brother. Don't worry. You say Brooklyn's in the house, the Twin Cities is gonna be in the house, and Mike Kaplan's comedy show at Acme Theater starting on Tuesday through Saturday. Get your tickets now.
I appreciate it so much. I feel like there's enough love that it's like the triplet or quadruplet city. There's more than just two.
You know what? That's what my husband said too. All right. Have
a good night.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Can't wait to see you when you get here. And stick around. Rohan Preston is going to give us a review of the Twin Cities theater scene. It's not Geraldine Steele. It is 919. I am Shaletta Brundage filling in for Geraldine Steele. I'm the co-host of the Two Hot Mamas podcast on WCCO Radio Online. And my co-host Lindy Vinson was in here earlier. If you want to hear more of the fun that we bring, the great atmosphere, you want a good pick-me-up whenever you're feeling down, log on to WCCO Radio Online, click on podcast, and we're right there. The Two Hot Mamas podcast. You see us there smiling. I got a blue jean hat on. Lindy's got dreads, and we've got more than 50 episodes. So you can do a little binging if you need some fun stuff to do. But speaking of fun stuff to do, this is Center Stage. We're talking arts and entertainment, and Rohan Preston, theater critic from the Star Tribune, is on the line. What's up, Ro? Girl, I done hung up on Ro. Can you believe it, Charlotte? Now, how did I do that? Geraldine's gonna kill me. That's her, like, favorite guest. Okay, hold on, everybody. I'm gonna get Rohan back on the phone. We're gonna take a short break, and we'll be right back with Center Stage. All that big old buildup, and I done hung up on Geraldine Steele's favorite guest. Please, Rohan Preston, do not tell her that I hung up on you. Please, don't do that. Don't do that.
I won't. I'm excited. I was telling you, I was saying, it's wonderful to listen to the high energy of one hot mama.
You know, I had to take me a nap early and get some B12 shots and everything to get ready for Center Stage, honey. Because this is Miss Geraldine's thing, and I do not want to mess it up. And what do? Hang up on her favorite guest.
No,
I'm going to edit this out of the podcast. She will not be able to hear this from Boston. She'll be like, oh, how'd the show go? It was great. Everything worked out okay? Mm-hmm.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful.
Thank you so much for joining us.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
A lot of wonderful, wonderful, positive energy. Geraldine is going to be sad that she missed this particular show that I went to see. I went to see Blood Knot at Pillsbury House Theater, and it's a show by Ethel Fugard. A play by Ethel Fugard, written in 1961. He's a South African playwright, and he wrote it about apartheid. Two brothers, one fair skin, one dark skin, same mother, and one goes basically plays black, the other plays white, and how their lives diverge and converge, and their tensions in a place and a time that we'll recognize here as well.
Oh, man, that sounds deep, bro. How long is it?
It's a two act, and it stars James A. Williams and Steve Yocum, both of them powerhouse actors here in the Twin Cities. And I think both of them are beloved by Derlin as well.
Oh, she is really going to hate that she's not here for this one. I might just have to take your whole segment out to podcast.
I know. But it's a masterclass in acting, really powerful performances. And the play itself is really well directed by Stephen DeMena. Beautifully designed, very moving. It's dated in some ways, and it has some what I call essentialist ideas in it, just about, you know, what it means to be black and what it means to be white. But it's responding to social conditions. Very, very powerful work.
So what made it stand out? It sounds like you were really, really impressed with this. Was it the writing? Was it the acting? Was it the timing? What was it?
The performances are wonderful. I mean, they literally, it's not just that the nuances, but to see these two men on stage essentially playing brothers, and there's such tenderness in moments, at least early on, in their interaction, and such nuance, such subtlety, that it's really, really quite beautiful. It changes, it goes, it erupts towards the end in an unexpected way. Of course, I know the play, so it's expected for me, but it's still unexpected and visceral. And when, you know, they do a role play of basically racial parts near the end, and it's very disturbing, including, you know, racial epithets and whatnot. But they're brothers, and they're playing this in a way that's really quite affecting and profound.
Wow. So when you go there, you're not going there to laugh. You're going there to learn.
You are, and there's some humor and wit in the show, but it's moving for other reasons, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, what else is going on out there? What have you seen?
I had a heady weekend of theater.
I was going to say, come on, lift me up now. Come on now. Well, you talk about my high energy. Now you got me thinking about apartheid.
Well, you know,
racism and
you know. Part of the thing is, I mean, theater really engages us. And so the next show I went to see is a show called Caught. It's a co-production between Full Circle Theater and the Guthrie Theater, where it's playing, and it opens Saturday night. It's a Full Circle Theater production. Full Circle Theater was founded by Rick Shiomi, who basically built Theater Mu and some others, and as a kind of mature. In fact, James A. Williams is one of the founders of the theater. And so this show is about ideas and about the idea of truth and fairness and everything. It features it comes in four scenes. And in the first scene, we see a Chinese activist who tells us he's been arrested by the government and held in a cell and all of that, and he's now touring his art. And in the next scene, there's an interrogation, basically, because he's about to, you know, go on a book tour, sign a book, and do a book, and they're like fact checking him, and it turns out that almost everything is a fabrication.
What? He just made it all up?
Almost everything is a fabrication. But, and then we have two more scenes after that, so I don't want to give it away, but it's really trippy and heady, and it's like, huh, it's a high concept play, and you become sort of unnerved about, okay, what's real here, what's not. What have I learned? What haven't I learned? Do I know anything?
Man!
So it's like, it's very heady. Actually, I loved it.
It sounds like you had a great time.
I did, because it was so trippy. And it's like, you know, it's like, you can't be sure of anything, mm-hmm. anything you're hearing or seeing, you know, because it comes across as truth, and it comes, and there are actors playing characters so authentically and so wonderfully mm-hmm. that you're like, okay, I'm going along, and then it's like, oh, your perspective on this is incorrect. Like, for example, you know, the question is asked, what is a lie? You know, I tend to say yes, and most people I think I know would say yes, but
right.
in the context of this show, you have to like question that, you know, it's like, it's being used in the service of state propaganda. It's being used lying in interpersonal relationships mm-hmm. and lies. And anyway, it's pretty engaging. And we see ideas of truth in all different circumstances. And and you wonder, it's like, okay, so is this equivalent to this? Is the government lying to you equivalent to a person lying to another person in a relationship, carrying on a secret affair with other people, two other
Ooh.
People?
I mean, oh, see, that's like, too deep. No, see, now, wait a minute. Now I'm ready to fight.
I found it's very meaty, very engaging. You leave there with a lot more questions than you came, and you leave there not really sure about like what's, you know, the ground under your feet, frankly. I mean, you're like, you're walking, you're questioning, it's like, what am I doing? You know, are you really walking? Are you really this virtuous person you think you are, or, you know, what's up with you, you know?
Wow. Okay. Well, you know, I better reevaluate now. I'm going to go look at my husband all crazy.
It's a fascinating, fascinating show, and I'd recommend it. Actually, both of those shows I saw, one Friday night, one Saturday, both I strongly recommend. And next week, by the way, I'm going to go to New York, and I'm going to see
really?
The Temptations musical.
No way! Oh my God! Yeah. Do you have your tickets already? Can I come?
I do. It's called Ain't Too Proud to Beg, and Dominique Marceau is a playwright, and it's all the music of the Temptations. So I'm very interested in seeing that. And we were supposed to see Hadestown as well. So I'm looking forward to that. That's a big, big show with some strong Twin Cities connections as well. And I don't know if I'll see Tootsie, but Santino Fontana, mm-hmm. who graduated from the Guthrie BFA
yes.
program, he is the star of that, the title star.
Really?
Of that show.
Oh, and well, yes, you got to get by that. How many days are you going to be there?
I'm only there for 2 days and three shows. So I'm passing through. Come on, man. Yeah, you got to do better.
No,
I think that may be my first, I may be able to see it on see the matinee. I fly in, and then I go straight to the theater. Then I go check in. I put my stuff down, then come back to the theater. And then next morning, I hope to see for breakfast, see a couple of people, and then see a show that evening. And then I'm gone again. So it's, you know, it's wonderful.
It's like a whiplash. It's like you get there and you get gone, and then, hey, what? It's like you almost weren't even there.
What happened?
Right.
And I shouldn't even be talking about it because I have family members there that I won't be seeing.
You will not get invited to the barbecue. Don't even bring a potato salad. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's a half a minute. But I hope to go back perhaps at the end of the summer and spend a good time and, you know, a week or more and see a lot more shows.
Well, you know what? Since I had to hang up on you earlier on accident, I'm going to edit all this out like you would never hear anyway. So they won't even know. They don't even know that you are going. So unless you tell them, they won't be able to hear it on Still Talking.
I know. I can't post any pictures of my.
You surely cannot. Oh, my God. Okay, so is that the new thing? Like, you know, when you don't want family members to know where you are or be mad at you, you got to monitor your social media because then.
I know.
They
isn't
don't
that
know.
Crazy?
That is. Bananas.
It's something. But you know, part of the thing, too, is like we live all of our lives so publicly now that, mm-hmm. it's, you know, they know everything.
They know anyway.
And, They do, and they do, and I pre-apologize, and I'll apologize again in person at a later date. But
you know what? Yeah, you're gonna see pictures of the family reunion, and you're gonna be in Minneapolis, like, y'all having a family reunion. When did you send out the invites?
I know.
Y'all didn't call me. You didn't call us. So you know, whatever.
I know. It's actually. It is interesting because I love my life in the Twin Cities, and we've lived here now. I've lived here longer than I've lived anywhere else in my life. So I'm from Minnesota, even if it's going to take me 60 years from people in Minnesota to accept that. But I'm from here. But it's interesting because, you know, when you tell people you're from Minnesota, they're like, what, where, and all of that. Then you're like, come visit, and they're like, maybe. And when they do come, they're like, whoa, this is an amazing place, so culturally rich, so with so much going on. It's like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, and can I stay? You know, but it takes a minute to convince them to make the trip, and so much of my family hasn't, and my family that has, they have a sense of like, oh,
that's why you love it so much. Exactly. I find that too with my family from Houston. When they come up, they're like, oh, well, yeah. You know, the ones who've been here tell the ones who try to get me to come home to Houston, no, Shawnee to come back here. Have you been to Minnesota? It's awesome up there. Yeah.
Yeah.
They always say that. So, yeah, you're right. They have to experience it.
They do.
All right. Well, have fun experiencing New York for 15 minutes. And let us know about all the fun that we're going to be missing while you're having it.
I know, but I don't think I'll be joining you because I'll be flying back next weekend.
Oh, good. So,
I won't be here.
Good.
Next week.
That way, she won't ask, did I hang up on you, and you have to lie. And then 2 weeks from now, she'll forget. Okay, great. This works out perfectly. Okay. We'll see you in 2 weeks, Rohan.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
All right, talk to you soon. And don't go anywhere. More Center Stage coming up. It's 9:38 and it's not Geraldine Steele. It's Shaletta Brundage, co-host of the Two Hot Mamas podcast right here at WCCO Radio Online with my friend and partner, Lindy Vincent. She was here earlier today. Hope you guys had a chance to check it out. If not, you can go to the podcast at WCCO Radio Online and enjoy all the fun. Now, we were just talking to Rohan Preston of the Star Tribune about Blood Knot at the Pillsbury Theater. So I had to get one of the actors from the show because Rohan was just going on and on about it. I have James Williams on the line, and he plays Zachariah. Mr. Williams, thank you so much for being on Still Talking.
It's my pleasure.
Now, tell me about this character, Zachariah.
Well, Zachariah is one of two brothers. You asked me earlier if I was one of the main characters. Well, the play happens to be what the Brits call a two-hander, which means there are only two characters in the play.
Ah, got it. Yeah, so that would be important for you to show up. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and it's my character, Zoc, is one of two brothers. The other one is a gentleman named Morris Peterson, who's played by Stephen Yoakam. And the play takes place at the edge of a location in Corston, South Africa.
Wow. And Rohan was telling us that this piece is pretty heavy.
It is. Anytime you're dealing with apartheid and family relations and the nature of oppression and oppressors, it's not... Mm-hmm. Generally, your stroll in the park kind of summer fare, but Mr. Yoakam and I, we wanted to pick something that has some weight to it because we've known each other for almost 40 years now.
Wow.
Both of us went to McAllister College.
Oh, wonderful.
And, so we were looking for the right piece to do together, and... the fabulous Faye Price at one of the co-artistic directors at Pillsbury House, and Marion McClinton, who is a nationally known Broadway director who happens to live in Minnesota, picked this piece for us. And unfortunately, due to some health issues, he couldn't do it. So the piece is directed by Stephen DeMille, who recently returned here from New York. And we're just having a fabulous time, if you can do it in all of that heaviness.
Right. And what can audiences expect when they go over to see Blood Knot at the Pillsbury Theater?
Well, our goal is to start conversations. You know, in this day and age, there are so many reasons to not talk to each other. We're trying to encourage people. We want you to come and watch the piece and have a conversation about whatever it brings up in you. It deals with not just political issues, but it deals with family issues. It deals with what is the nature of love? What is the nature of, you know, the nature of shifting power dynamics inside of a familial relationship? But most of all, you'll see two good actors doing a great piece that will make you think.
Mm. Yeah. And that's what Rohan was raving about. I was just saying, that's what Rohan Preston, the lead theater critic at the Star Tribune, was raving about. He just kept going on and on about your acting, but you all have known each other for 40 years. So, I mean, you can't script that. That's just chemistry. That's almost family.
Well, it is family. You know, my second time being on stage in Twin Cities was a play that Steve directed when in his senior year, Charles Gordon's No Place to Be Somebody at McAllister, which really had a cast of Faye Price was in it, Jack Ruhler, and it was just a fabulous, fabulous start. And I consider Steve to be one of my one of my theater brothers, but one of my theater mentors, and just an all around great human being who just so happened to share the same business.
Mm.
But before I say anything else, I have to mention our fabulous playwright, Mr. Athol Fugard, who is considered, some would say, the Shakespeare of South Africa. I would say the August Wilson of South Africa.
Oh, wow. That's saying a lot.
Yeah, I'm just thrilled to be able to do this play with this particular set of artists. Steve DeMille and I go pretty far back. We worked together doing a youth program at the Hennepin County Home School for many, many years,
mm-hmm.
Doing a playwriting workshop for incarcerated youth. Faye Price and I go back to McAllister College. We were freshmen together. And just so I feel like I'm at home. Come and watch the fruit of 40 years of being in the same business with each other.
Oh, it sounds like a wonderful production. What do you hope people take home when they leave? Rohan said it made him think about family, about, you know, purpose and so many other things. But when you read the script and decided to sign on and you get up on stage and give it your all and leave it on the theater floor and folks start filing out of there, what's the one thing that you want them to take home with them?
Not to be afraid to talk to the other. Because that's the only way that you will have an understanding of another point of view. is to have to really engage and to listen, not worrying about whether or not you are right or you are wrong, but listen just for understanding. You know, I can't begin to understand the journey someone else is taking until I'm willing to sit down and listen to them. Mm-hmm. You know, we speak a lot about having dialogues, and part of what we forget about that is it's as important as it is for us to express our point of view, it's equally important for us to listen to the other side.
And you know, we're not doing a lot of that these days. Everybody is is got their heels dug in, and whether they're Democrat or Republican or independent, whatever their political view is, folks just don't want to hear what the other, like you said, have to say, which is why tonight when they reached a budget deal at the, you know, Minnesota Capitol, and the Democrats and Republicans and the governor came together to say, we've done this, we've worked it out, it's a done deal. Everybody was surprised because just a week ago, nobody was listening to the other. How do you think things would change if we did that, if we actually listened to the other?
One of the things that we all share is that we all have a story. And one of the things that I've learned through my journey in art is that every story is worth telling, and more importantly, every story is worth being heard. For true change to happen, you really have to listen more than you speak. I mean, it the Bible says, you know, one should listen more than they speak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my mother used to say that's why God gave you two ears and one mouth.
All right, amen. You're going to make me take up a collection.
All
You're
right.
preaching now. You're preaching now. It's Sunday night. You're preaching
and,
now.
And that's it. I mean, because the thing that you learn, the thing that I hope people come away with is the willingness to accept, not just to listen, but to accept the humanity of the other.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what I feel like we're losing touch with. Be we rural or urban, we are all human beings, and all human beings are worth being listened to.
Mm, such wise words. Well, Mr. James Williams, your character Zachariah, so many people are going to be blessed by going over to the Pillsbury Theater and seeing Blood Knot. We appreciate your time here on Still Talking.
All right. My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for being here. And thank you guys for being here. We have one more segment. We'll be right back. Stick around. It's 9:51, and it's not Geraldine Steele. It's Shaletta Brundage here, co-host of the Two Hot Mamas podcast, right here on WCCO Radio Online. And this is Center Stage, Geraldine's favorite part of Steele Talking on Sunday nights, where she gets to highlight all the things that are going on in entertainment right here in the Twin Cities. And you know, Geraldine and her family, the Steels, have worked with just about everyone. And so anytime, it's so fun for me when she has guests come in during the 9 o'clock hour for Steel Center Stage to see all of the amazing artists that I love to listen to. And they come in and they are like Geraldine's BFFs. I mean, they've known each other forever. They talk, they laugh, they start telling stories. It's just, oh man, I just soak up all the love. So Center Stage is not just Geraldine's favorite segment, but it's mine as well. I wanted to tell you about Matilda, the musical is coming up through June 23rd here at the Children's Theater. Another Revolution through May 26th at the Crane Theater. Mama Mia, a girlfriend's best friend, is here through September 28th at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater. Tenderly, the Rosemary Clooney musical through June 8th at the Old Log Theater. As we've been talking about tonight, Blood Knot through June 16th at the Pillsbury Theater. The Brothers Paranormal at the Haley Q. Brown Martin Luther King Center and Park till May 26th. And that's one of Rohan's absolute favorite new productions. And then we've got some concerts that I got to tell you about. And some of these I am really, really excited about because Dessa, yes, the Twin Cities' own Dessa, is going to be at the Fitzgerald on Wednesday, and Snarky Puppy at the Palace Theater on Saturday, and Mudhoney is at the Fine Line Music Cafe on Saturday. Now, Kathleen Johnson is at Crooners on Saturday, and something that we all look forward to here in the Twin Cities every year, Soundset. Oh my God, they have an amazing lineup this year. It's going to be Sunday at the State Fairgrounds. It's going to be so many people there. You're going to think that it's actually time for the State Fair because they've got an amazing lineup of artists. Lil Wayne, G-Eazy, Lil Uzi, and more at the State Fairgrounds on Sunday for Soundset. That is going to be so much fun. We've got so much more coming up on Still Talking. You guys don't want to miss it. Got a sad report. Twins lost tonight. They've been doing so great. They lost against the Mariners, but that's okay because we'll get another chance to kick some butt. We've got the Angels tomorrow. So, you know, we got a chance to rebound, and you'll be able to hear it at 8:30 p.m. right here on WCCO Radio. You know, we're the home of the Twins, so we've always got the games on live and local right here on News Talk 830. So don't even worry about it. If you can't get home to watch it, you're driving, you're working the late shift, or you're sitting at home and the kids got the TV on and you can't get to the Twins and you want to watch it, we're streaming it. Don't worry about it. We have got you covered. So the Twins tomorrow night at 8:30 right here on News Talk 830 WCCO. So we've got a lot more to come. We still got a whole nother hour of Still Talking. I'm excited about it. Char is hanging out with me, our social media director on the Two Hot Mamas podcast. She's taking pictures of the guests and she's putting them up online. You can see all the fun we're having by going to twohotmamas.com. That's twohoutemamas.com. We've got our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram page, a YouTube page up. And one of the things that we're most proud of is our community service. The Two Hot Mamas are always out in the community doing something to help folks who live in the Twin Cities live better lives. We've got a big Father's Day event coming up in honor of John Singleton. You remember John Singleton, the movie director who was the youngest and first African-American director nominated at the Academy Awards. He directed and wrote Boys in the Hood. He died recently from high blood pressure and a stroke. And so we were doing the Two Hot Mamas podcast, and my co-host Lindy Vinson said, we need to do something to make men aware of how important it is that they take charge of their health. And so for Father's Day, we've got a big high blood pressure screening event. We're going to have the Black Nurses Association of Minnesota and Black Nurses Rock of Minnesota partner with us. And we're going to give you some more details about that. But it's the Friday before Father's Day over at Golden Time Cafe in St. Paul. It's going to be a lunch event. Any man coming to get his blood pressure checked is going to have free lunch. They're going to be serving Louisiana gumbo, one of my favorites. So we're going to encourage daughters and wives to bring their and cousins and nieces to bring the men in their lives down to Golden Time Cafe the Friday before Father's Day and get their blood pressure screened and get them a bowl of gumbo and have the nurses talk to them about how important it is that they stay healthy, give them some tips on how they can lower their blood pressure if it is high, and give them a referral if they need it to a physician. Because we have so many people in our community, so many men who don't go to the doctor the way they need to. And so the Two Hot Mamas are going to work with the women in those men's lives to get them down there, lure them with a bowl of gumbo. And while they're there, we're going to check their blood pressure and get them healthy, because there's no better gift you can give your dad than the gift of a healthy life. So we'll tell you more about that. That's coming up. Plus, we've got more fun right here on Still Talking.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.